the rest of the story. Jean-Francois Arouet was a wealthy man, heavily invested in international shipping. He imported goods from Barbary and Cadiz, from America. He armed entire armies. He dabbled in all manner of speculative enterprise. He once rode 36 hours to purchase 50 shares of stock and eventually tripled his money on the deal. Jean was one of the 18th century's most successful capitalists, and the capital upon which he initially capitalized, the origin of his fortune. That is the rest of the story. It began as a dinner party conversation. A friend asked if Jean had heard about the national lottery. Listen to this now. A national lottery had just been organized. Yes, he'd heard about it. France's Comptroller General had planned it as a means of recovering a portion of the public debt. Then another dinner guest spoke up, Charles Commandine, a mathematician. According to Commandine, the Comptroller General had committed a terrible blunder. He had so miscalculated in his government lottery scheme that the sum of the prize money was greater than the collective price of the tickets. That is, the government was giving out more money than it was taking in. How much more? Jean-Francois asked. The mathematician answered, much more. In fact, if hypothetically one were to buy up all of the lottery tickets, one would be assured a net earning of 1,000,000 francs. The dinner guests found Commandine's suggestion preposterous. The French government would never permit such a mismanagement of its lottery, they agreed. I should say all agreed, except Jean. He was quietly convinced that the mathematician was right. And the next day he contacted several friends whom he knew had money to invest. Very few were interested in the venture, and yet Jean was able to intrigue enough businessmen to form a company, the combined stock of which was sufficient to purchase all of the lottery tickets. All of them. Now, Jean-Francois' judgment was on the line. Correct, he was a rich man. Incorrect, he was penniless and had taken some of his friends down with him. The response of the Comptroller General told the rest of the story. Realizing his incredible error, he at first refused to pay the lottery cash prizes. But Jean-Francois' company took the Comptroller General to court and won. The precise figure is historically indefinite. We do know that Jean-Francois' personal share in the victory was at least 250,000 francs. And it was from this small fortune that a much larger one arose. Were it not for his financial independence, he might never have expressed himself as confidently and as freely, and the world would have been poorer. Jean realized that he required such security to become ultimately effective in a repressive era. He needed money, in other words, to buy time to think and freedom to write. And a wealth of literature and philosophy and poetry and satire we owe in part to a loaded lottery. You remember tycoon Jean-Francois Arouet by his one-name pen name, Voltaire. Only now you know the rest of the story.